Well, the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report does get a lot of attention, mainly on the commodity front. But they also talk about livestock, and that certainly is of interest to dairy farmers here in Wisconsin. Seth Meyer, who's the acting chairman of the Outlook Board, said they're looking for a better year as far as milk prices across the board.
We have strong demand and tight supplies in 2014, and so we upped our estimates for cheese by a penny, butter by 9 cents. Our NFD price we increased by a penny, and whey prices by a half a cent for the 2014 year. Primarily associated with the Class 3 price, and we show that up 15 cents a hundredweight, and the Class 4 price associated with butter and NFD, we show up 45 cents.
However, Meyer says it'll be a different story in 2015. They expect production to be up 2.5% to 3%, and prices will be pressured downward. Over on the red meat front, despite some tight supplies for both pork and beef, demand is still up. And that's why we do feel that prices will continue to rise.
We raised hog prices $2.48 for the 2014 estimate to $80.27. That's a record. Now, despite the fact that we continue to expect that that hog market will be tight into 2015, we still have a very strong price, up $5 to $77.75 for the 2015 calendar year. So both the beef and pork markets are expected to remain tight into the future.
Well, even though corn doesn't like the cool weather, it's been pretty cooperative for the alfalfa crop, and producers are starting to bring in their second cutting. As far as Mike Rankin is concerned, though, he wishes it was a little bit sooner.
Second crop's coming off a little later than we would like across the board just because of all the rainfall. And looks like quality's probably going to be down a little bit. For those that had really good, high-quality first crop, you know, we can mix that in and probably come out about right where we want to be. I think the yields will be fine.
Now we know the corn crop is made here in July and the crop is all over the place, and August is the big month for soybeans. So I asked Jamie Patton what she's seeing with that crop.
Our beans are looking a little shorter than I would like to see them at this point in time. So they're kind of all over the board, same as with corn. So anywhere from you know, mid-thigh high to around my ankle. So I would like to see them all a little bit taller.
Well, we do see cheese prices a little bit stronger, as blocks now priced at $2.25 per pound, barrels at $2.04, and your AA butter at $2.39. Class 3 prices rallied yesterday, July now at $21.46, August up to $21.27, and September at $20.35. Looking to the Board of Trade, September corn up 4.25, closing at 3.78¼¢. December gains a nickel to 3.86¾¢ per bushel. Your beans for August up 6¾ at 11.87¼¢. September tops at 11.21½¢ per bushel, while September wheat is at 5.38 a bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 107 to a top of 122. Most of the slaughter cows, 84 to 106. Slaughter bulls, 110 to as much as 138. Replacement bull calves, 220 to 360. Heifer calves top at 320. As far as the barrels and gelts, they price from 75 to 86. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 130 to 152. Holstein steers top at 132. And as far as the market lambs, 150 and down. And that is a look at agricultural news and prices here on WSAU.